This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Low-wage airport workers protest Scrooge employers during holiday travel season.
Thousands of employees of the largest private contractors at airports are protesting to call the public's attention to the prevalence of poverty wages and the poor working conditions that they say are creating a crisis for workers and the traveling public at our airports. Supporting yourself on $7.90 is hard, said Sharika Elliott, a terminal cleaner for airway cleaners at JFK Airport. Supporting yourself and two growing girls is nearly impossible. My take-home wage, it doesn't even begin to cover the bills, daycare, and food for me and my daughters. I feel like I'm drowning in debt.
32BJ SEIU President Hector Figueroa said, "These are hardworking men and women doing some of the most vital jobs to keep our airports running smoothly and safely. They should not have to live in poverty to do it. Their families should not have to live without health care because they happen to be working at airports."
We're joined now by Sharika Elliott, who you just heard a quote from, a terminal cleaner at JFK's Terminal 8, American Airlines, for a contractor called Airway Cleaners, and Rob Hill, Vice President of Local 32BJ SEIU, to talk about why, during this busiest holiday travel season of the year, airport workers are forced to take their companies straight to the tarmac. Sharika, why don't we go back to you? We heard a little of your concern and complaint, but tell us how long you've worked at the airport and what you do, and elaborate on what it's been like for you.
I've been working at Airway Cleaners in JFK for 9 months now. To be frank, it's been pretty hellish. Like, I'm not even going to hold punches with you. I don't make that much. I don't even make, well, to skip all the math, I only make about $12,000 a year.
Wow.
And yeah. By the end of this year, it'll probably be $12,000, and some of my coworkers make even less because they don't have children to be able to claim on their, you know, they check. So.
And what kind of work do you do, Sharika?
I'm a terminal cleaner. We all just clean out the airport for the passengers, the employees. That's pretty much it.
And how many hours do you work a day and a week?
8 hours a day, 40 a week.
And aside from a low pay, How are you treated on the job?
Well, a lot of our demands are not being met. Well, I don't even want to say demands, but we're not even supplied correctly with the materials we need to clean. We haven't even been trained correctly. For the most part, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And how many workers are there, like yourself, Sharika?
I believe Airways makes about 200 of us. The night shift alone started off with about 60, and because of a lot of mistreatment on the job, that number has dramatically decreased. So there might be 30 of us, maybe more, maybe less.
And do you get health care benefits?
No, we don't. That's a joke. They don't even speak on health care.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing. I kid you not.
Wow. And how old are your daughters?
My daughters, Alicia and Melissa, they are 6 and 4.
A lot of expenses, a lot of responsibility.
Right. They're growing, and every year, every day, it's like they need something more that I could barely provide.
And just one other thing. How did you actually wind up getting this job? Who's actually your employer? How does that work?
I was on public assistance at one point, and public assistance sends you to back-to-work programs. And when you sit in these back-to-work programs, they ask you where your strengths are, your weaknesses. Because I didn't have much job experience, or I believe because the lady didn't care, she placed me with a maintenance position in the airport. And that's pretty much how I ended up at Airways.
Okay, thank you.
Rob, Sharika is one of many, many contract workers, workers not directly employed by the airlines, but subcontracted in three airports that you're protesting right now in many, many different titles. Mm-hmm. Give us the context of what's happening there in terms of all of these low-wage workers.
Again, that's the story probably for about 15,000 subcontracted workers at the airports, from everywhere from cleaners to security officers, baggage, the wheelchair people, your sky caps. The reality is the airport today that we think of as an economic driver for our city, all three of them are actually, you know, modern-day sweatshops when you go there. And it's because of a system that the airlines, what jobs that used to be direct employed jobs by the airlines, that used to be middle-class jobs, that the people who worked at the airline actually could benefit their communities, their families, through a system of subcontracting, those jobs have now been reduced to poverty jobs. That the only basis by which a subcontractor, and there's a bunch of them at the airports, whether to do cleaning or security, gets to work is who bids the lowest. And by bidding the lowest, it's who's going to pay the workers the least. And we've seen those jobs deteriorate to they're getting paid $7 an hour, $8 an hour. In some cases, sky caps, it's $4 an hour because they call them tip workers. And so for 15,000 workers at our airports, which is supposed to be an economic engine, it's a life of poverty without opportunity.
Now, with a lot of low-wage workers we've been following in other areas of the city, there's a lot of wage theft, there's a lot of monkey business going along with the tipped workers. Are there actual labor law violations?
Sharika could tell you about it. There's numerous charges that have been filed. There's cases of tip workers where people are told to write in that they get tipped so that they can keep paying them the $4 an hour. I think the bigger issue is that even though it may be legal, that it's not right that what's supposed to be the economic driver of our city, the airport, that the airlines are making billions of dollars, that the people who work there are being kept in poverty with no real opportunity.
I'm still reeling from the $4 an hour of sky caps who are called tipped workers. God, that makes me so angry. Really, how awful. Sharika, let's go back to you and just dovetail some of the things that Rob was saying about. He said you could elaborate on your own experience with, what is it, with tips, with wage theft, or what are some of the other things that have been happening to you?
Well, to go backwards, we're not being supplied correctly on our job. Just last night, myself and my coworker, we worked on the ramp. I don't know if anyone knows the ramp area, but that's where the planes park. That's an outside area. We didn't even have the jackets that we're supposed to work in. So basically put, myself and my coworker are risking pneumonia. It was 24 degrees last night, and the wooden chill made it feel worse.
My goodness, my goodness. No, I know Sharika isn't a tipped worker. I'm just referring to the general condition of herself and her sister and brother workers there. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, the general atmosphere is that the contractors are throwing bodies at the work without training, without health care, and it's as low scale as it can get. And that also starts affecting standards for passengers, too, as well as for the safety of people, both the workers and, you can imagine.
Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this a new situation, the contracting out?
It's a situation that's happened over time. It's probably, I don't want to be wrong here, it's probably slowly happened over the last 30 years and just gotten worse and worse. As the airlines have made more money, American Airlines had their largest profits, in this last third quarter. And at the same time, more and more of the work is being subcontracted out to contractors for low bid. And it's sort of just, but that's been the pattern. At the same time, the passengers are getting charged for peanuts and bags. So the only people benefiting from what's supposed to be, the airlines should have some benefit for us as well, the airport being there, is the airlines themselves and the CEOs.
We're focusing on the New York airports, but this is really happening across the country, isn't it? I mean, there was a big referendum in Washington State in which they passed a referendum to increase minimum wage to $15. This is all over the country, right?
That's right. I mean, I think people are fed up with poverty wages. It's between fast food workers, then you go to the airport, and Sharika was saying to us before that, people, when she says she works at the airport, they think it's a good job, and they find out it's the same wages as fast food. And I think people are sick of it. So it was great what they did in Seattle to vote to raise wages. In New Jersey, the people passed a constitutional amendment to raise the wage a little bit. They're talking about it in Massachusetts. But really, when is there going to be some accountability from the airlines and for other corporations that, we need to live in a country where people work hard, have kids, are working as hard as they can to take care of them, that they can provide a future. That was supposed to be what this country was about.
Sharika, tell us about the organizing now, the protests that are going on, what your involvement is so that we can do what Rob is saying, which is really make these airlines, these contractors, sit up and take notice and to pay the workers what they deserve for their efforts. What's happening?
Well, I believe airport-wide, I can only speak on JFK, so let me backtrack. With my company alone, we just finished delegating to our managers to about three airlines. I believe American, United, and U.S. Airways, the executives of those. But we've been rallying in front of JFK, LaGuardia. We've pretty much just, and Newark. We've pretty much just been putting it out there in the open that we're not getting paid. We don't get health care. We're not being treated right. So that's pretty much where we're at right now.
And the passengers, when they see the protests, are they sympathetic? Do they understand what's happening?
I believe a lot of them are surprised.
Yeah, I'll bet. But hopefully they sympathize.
Yeah, I believe a lot of them do. Even when we complain outside the terminal, we've had a lot of people over here and stop at the terminal, turn to look at us. And they're like, this is happening at your job?
Mm.
And we're like, yeah, this is real life. This is happening right now.
Wow.
Rob, I know the campaign's been going on for a while, but it seems to be escalating now around the holiday season. Can you tell us what's happening this week and what the plans are for the future as we approach Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I think the workers are getting more fed up. It's been getting bigger. The original workers who sort of came to us were security officers last year, but it's now escalated to cleaners and, like I said, the baggage workers and skycaps. And workers there's been rallies and delegations to the airlines and over the last couple of weeks, some a few hundred large. So about a week ago, I think over 300 workers came out at lunchtime for a demonstration. And then in the next couple of days, they're going to be talking to passengers and asking passengers to show their support and call the airlines. And there's a lot at risk here, but the only way it's going to change is if the community that was around the airport, the workers all come together. Part of the problem with contracted workers is it can't be one company. If one company organizes, the airline just throws that company out and contracts to somebody else. So it has to be airport-wide, and it seems like the workers are all starting to come together around it and realize that something's got to change.
You getting any political support?
There's been politicians have been at the rallies. Politicians have come out. There's been a lot of community support. This Queens Coalition that's been in the neighborhood that's been supporting also, because in some ways, if these jobs can be good jobs, that would be generate the economy for the surrounding community where most of the workers live. So there's been support, but there needs to be more. And at some point, the airlines who are making billion-dollar profits have got to wake up that some of that should be shared by the people who do the work for them.
Rob, the kind of complex problem of dealing with contractors and different contractors, how do you, as a union local, weed your way through that process? And is this about a unionization campaign? Is it about getting rid of the subcontracting finally? I mean, where does one go with this?
It's really about creating standards. There's got to be a common standard that all the airlines agree that they're going to operate on, of, you know, a certain amount of money, a certain amount of health benefits, a certain amount of training, which is also better for passengers. And that's the only real way you change it. And we've done that in clean and security and you know, some of the other cities and here in New York. But that's the real fight is to raise the standard, and what form that takes, you know, that's sort of what we're building. But the problem is it can't be one company at a time. It's got to be the airlines waking up and realizing that there has to be a standard besides the bottom and the lowest.
What do we as consumers do? What do we as community activists and interested people do to support Sharika Elliott and to support her sisters and brothers who are out there dealing with these atrocious conditions?
Well, I'd say two things. One is whenever you fly and you book yourself safe, poverty wages don't fly, and that you stand behind these workers. And when you see them at the airport, say hello to them, stand with them, stand by them. Also, there's going to be a big rally about low-income workers all around the city, including airport workers, and people should come to Foley Square to stand with the airport workers.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. And, of course, and we'll be there for sure. Sharika, 15 seconds. What do you want our listeners to know?
I want them to know that we need better. We have young people that want a better life. We have people close to retirement that need to retire in comfort. We need to be respected, and we just need to do better. That's really what we need.
Well, Sharika Elliott, you've said it all, and you said it with such pathos and such elegance, and yes, we need better, and you certainly do, and we're going to stand with our sisters and brothers who are with the cleaners and the sky caps and who do all the hard work at our airports. And Rob Hill, Vice President, Local 32BJ, SEIU. Again, Sharika Elliott, a terminal cleaner at JFK's Terminal 8, American Airlines. Thank you for being with us.
When workers' rights are under attack, what do we do?
We now feature from the recent New Day New York rally the speeches of Sharika Elliott, Rose Obi, a security guard of the Delta Terminal at LaGuardia Airport, employed by a contractor called Aviation Safeguard, and Hector Figueroa, president of Local 32BJ, SEIU.
What do we do? That's right, brothers and sisters, we're going to stand up, fight back.
Que queremos? Que queremos? What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Now I want to introduce an airport worker that has been organizing in her workplace. She makes $7.25 an hour. She is the representation of what low-wage workers are living with, just like fast food workers, just like retail workers, and we want her to come and say a few words. Sharita, come up.
Hi, everybody. There are a lot of y'all out here. I wasn't prepared for this, but it's awesome. So I'm just going to start by introducing myself again. My name is Sharika Elliott. I work at JFK in Terminal 8 for a small subcontractor called Airway Cleaners. Long story short, I only make $12,000 this year. That's right, $12,000. I would go through the math, but I only have 2 minutes. But I don't get health benefits. I have 2 young kids. If anything happens to my babies, I'm relying on public assistance, and public assistance sent me to this job. They tell me be independent. That's a whole other, you know, can of worms, so I'm going to skip past that too. But I'm here to fight for living wages from airport workers. My question to all of you standing out here is, will you fight with me?
Yeah!
And with that said, I'm going to keep fighting with you. Thank you. When this started, I didn't even know we'd make it this far, so I'm happy to see all y'all faces tonight. Bill de Blasio was just elected, and that gives us hope that things will turn around. But let's be reminded that he's not the only person responsible for fighting. I learned that when the ducks fly in the sky, the one in the front has to break the wind. We understand that his job is to break the wind, but the ducks in back, that's all of us. We're here to encourage him. So let's keep standing behind him so that we can see real change happen. Speaking of fighters, we have 32 BJ's president, Hector Figueroa, awesome guy.
So brothers and sisters, Sharika Elliott said it. Are you ready to fight with the airport workers?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight with the carwacheros?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight with the fast food workers?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight with the teachers?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight with the CWA?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight with Made the Road?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We are ready. And what this concentration today is about workers who are unable to make it in this city. We need a new day. The time has come. We need to change the rules that have been imposed on us. We need to make new rules. Rules that will say that no one in New York City who works hard for a living should go out there and live in poverty, go homeless, or be unable to provide for their families. It is a shame when we see employment growing in New York and the number of homeless people growing too. It is a shame when we talk about a recovery and yet 50% of working people are eligible for food stamps. And it is a shame that those who have put their faith on a system that benefits the 1% don't get it, that we need to lift everyone forward. We need an economy that works for 100% of the people.
Yeah.
Our union joins you. We are currently in a big fight to organize residential workers in the High Line and throughout the city who are serving in luxury condos but cannot afford to have an apartment of their own. We are here to fight for airport workers like Lenore McKeever, who works in LaGuardia, and for her to have a dinner, she has to rely on the pantry of her local church because she earns $8 an hour, checking baggage at the airport, making sure that those airplanes are safe for everybody. So brothers and sisters, we all have a common fight. We need to make sure there is a future for our children and that our schools are properly funded. It's time for the rich to do what is right. It's time for the city to build wealth for everyone. It's time for workers to rise.
Yeah.
Are you ready to rise?
Yeah.
Are you ready to rise?
Yeah.
Este es el momento.
Sí.
¿Cuándo? Ahora. ¿Cuándo? Ahora. Demasiado tiempo ha pasado con la victoria de de Blasio. Es el trabajo para organizarnos. Arriba la unión. Abajo la explotación. Arriba la unión. Abajo la explotación. So today, let's start taking on the streets. Tomorrow, let's continue to build a movement. And brothers and sisters, the sky is wide open for us. We can only go as high as our resolution, our commitment, and our organization. So let's rebuild your city for all. For all of us, for all of us, for all of us. Thank you so much.
32, 32,
are.
The 99%.
Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
Woo! There we go. All right, now we're going to introduce Rose Obije, who's another airport worker who's going to say a few words.
How you doing tonight? My name is Rose O.D. I work at LaGuardia Airport for aviation safeguard. We are a small contractor company from Delta. We all work for Delta. I'm a security guard. I get paid $8 an hour. Yes, $8 an hour. And boo, that's a shame. Because Delta make billions of dollars every single day, but yet cannot afford to pay us more than $8. I am a single mother. I have a four-year-old son. I had to pay daycare for. I have rent to pay, food to pay, everything, clothes, you name it, rent, everything. But $8 is not enough. Some of us have to work 7 days a week. Some of us have to work sometimes two jobs, three jobs, just to be able to make it. Sometimes you're barely able to stand on your feet to be able to look where you're going. But this is not fair to us. We have no medical benefits. We have no sick days. We have absolutely nothing. But yet they call themselves our company. We need better pay. We need justice fair. We need to be treated fairly. We need to be treated equally. This is why I'm here with you today. I'm here to fight with you. If you fight with me, would you guys fight with me? Because I'm here to fight with you. Thank you.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. The poverty wages got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho. The poverty wages got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.